guesses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to get rid of suffering from idleness. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salaamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to be with you in this program. We're going to start our program today with a very, very important question. That is, must youth suffer from idleness, which is a source of corruption and boredom? So what is the way to get out of this impasse? To answer this question, the case, this very special case, in its first point is connected with the economic state of the countries, and this is not in our hand. But as the remaining points, they are connected with the culture of the youth in this concern, I would say that everything can be subjected to man's will if he only knows how to do that. Second, the youth have to create opportunities to work by themselves to the extent that the law will permit them. This requires them to be acquainted with the law. And third, the youth have to reject laziness, extra sleeping, and living based on their desires. And four, they have to know the disadvantages of idleness and leisure, for they bring man meanness and cause him to become involved in unlawful things and lead him to fail in life. So this is very important to have these principles that we can gain them from Quran and Hadiths in our mind. And also, you know, if we want to get rid of them, inshallah. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle, IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page. So we were talking about the cultural reasons that makes us feel odorless and meanless, that is a source of corruption in the life. And we counted four of them, and we're going through the rest. So number five, if we are going to mention about this reason, is that a young man should know that life is a responsibility. First, he should be responsible for himself and then for his close relatives. So we have to understand that life is responsibility itself. And very, very firstly, we are responsible for our life, and our youth are responsible for themselves. Number six, a man should be humble and not disdain to accept a lawful job with the excuse that this is an ordinary job and it does not befit my or his position or rank. Many are the people who have become wealthy whereas they were poor at the beginning of their lives. And many are the people who have become presidents or high chiefs whereas their beginnings were simple. And number seven, creativity is a quality of successful people. Let the youth try to create jobs by which they will be prosperous and live well. And the last one, thinking, reading, activeness, joyful spirit, optimism, satisfaction, supplication and praying are among the main qualities that prepare for opportunities of work, and then free time will be occupied and idleness will be treated, inshallah. Thank you for staying with us. Mm-hmm.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.